Hello, welcome to another episode of the Youthful and Useful podcast by Leap Africa. On this podcast, we'll discuss topics that inspire and empower young people to be principal leaders and agents of transformation in their communities. Here, we recognize and celebrate the awesomeness of young people and amplify their voices on issues that concerns them. I am Joshua Olawi, and I'll be your host for today. In this episode, we'll be exploring the place of young people in the transformation of Africa. Africa is a continent rich in natural resources and cultural diversity, with a young and growing population that presents enormous potential for development and transformation. Despite facing challenges such as poverty, inequality, political instability, Africa is making progress in various sectors as we have in technology, entrepreneurship, and innovation. With the increasing population of young people in Africa, the continent has the potential to become a center of excellence in various fields. Already, we can see the youth driving change through their creativity, innovation, and entrepreneurship, and they are playing a significant role in shaping the future of the continent. To discuss this, I have with me Daniel Emenao, Program Manager, British Council. Welcome, Daniel. It's good to have you on the show.
Thank you very much, Joshua and Leap Africa, to have me on this podcast.
So, let's start with the definition of youth. How would you define young people?
From where I stand, I would just say a youth is any young person, right? Or any person who has the state and quality of being young, you know? And that may sound like a very weird answer, because UNESCO and the United Nations define youth, according to the World Youth Report 2020, as young people aged from 15 to 24 years old, right? At a point, it was, I think, 15 to 34, and now it was brought down to 24. So it's like, are you then saying that people who are in their early 30s or late 20s are not young? Right, so I would not really use age to define youth, because when you do that, you just limit the potential that demographic has. So I would say youth is anyone, any person who is young, who appreciates the tenacity of being young and what that entails, who understands the potential of bringing young people together and leveraging that energy, that tenacity, that capacity, you know, to make change happen in their society and community. So that's how we define youth. So anyone listening to this podcast, you know, for you to see the title of this podcast and click and listen, it means you're young, it means you're youth, right? So that's how I define youth. Thank you.
Thank you, Daniel, for this definition. I like that you prefer to define youth by their personality and not necessarily by their age. Young people who appreciate the tenacity of being young. That's really good. So, talking about tenacity and the need for continental transformation, would you consider young people as assets for Africa's transformation?
Very good question. You know, Africa is one of the continents that follows the rhetoric of being blessed yet poor, being blessed with so much mineral resources, so much potential, but yet one of the struggling continents, you know, in the world today. And when you look at the population of Africa as a whole, is almost 60% young people, right? Almost 60% young people. There's a lot of young people in Africa. In Nigeria, it's the same thing, right? If you just Google youth population Africa, the first thing you see is more than 60% of Africa's population is under the age of 25. And by 2030, young Africans are expected to constitute 42% of the global youth. Now, they're even saying under the age of 25, the African Union defines youth as 15 to 35, you know, different from what the other member states in the UN defines as 24. So when you even add that number, you see that there's a lot of people. Now, how is it Africa's greatest asset? Is because we have the energy, we have the leverage, we have the opportunity, right, to make change happen with what we have right now. Secondly, how are young people in these African-based assets in the next 50 years, in the next 40 years, in the next 30 years? It is young people of today that will be driving the decisions of the future. And if young people are not equipped with the knowledge, with the skills, with the tools, are not empowered with the vision and the values that should govern a society, then we'll be in problem. There will be a problem in the nearest future. All right. So Africa, our young people are indeed Africa's greatest asset. You know, it's like when you buy, you know, when they taught us about assets and liability in school, we'll say liability are things that take from you. An asset are things that add value to you. All right. So when you look at young people today, it is the Africa's greatest asset because they're adding value to society right now. All right. And they will also add value in society in the future. So it's on us, it's our responsibility to ensure that the millennials, the Gen Z, you know, every young person out there right now is equipped to the right system, the right framework, the right values, because the future of Africa depends greatly on the young people of today. So.
Thank you once again, Daniel. I agree that the future of Africa depends on the young people. Now, speaking from the perspective of youthful energy and the potential as assets for Africa's transformation, how would you rate the engagement and participation of young people in the development of Africa?
That would be quite hard to answer, right? Because when you consider the different context in Africa, it might be different, right? So I won't be able to say I can rate the engagement a certain way or a certain, give it a certain percentage. But I would say young people are becoming more aware that the future of their society, the future of the community is in their hand, right? Now, I believe youth engagement or engaging young people in Africa's development starts with that awareness, which is a good thing. So if I would rate the awareness of young people, because until recently, young people are taking the back step, the back bench, right? We want these quote-unquote leaders to go govern us, and whatever they decide is a problem. And around the world today, not just Africa, young people are becoming more aware that, for example, understanding that the right to vote for their leaders, to vote for their political leaders, is essential for their future. And you're seeing more involvement and more awareness in that regard. So you're seeing more awareness and more engagement in that regard. While, however, it's beyond awareness that I'm aware that if I make change happen, it's not enough. I have to be engaged. I have to put my hands on the plow. I need to contribute. I need to understand what's going on and contribute with my talent, my time, you know, my thoughts, and my resources to make that change happen. So I'll say in terms of that direct engagement, there's still a lot of work to be done. For example, youth engagement is defined as a pathway for community-based organizations and government agencies to include the young people they serve in moving their work forward. So until now, you see organizations implementing programs for young people, and there's not even young people in that team. You see, how do you solve problems of young people when you don't understand them, when they're not involved? So there's an opportunity for organizations and countries and conversations to be held about involving young people. But I feel that young people are ready to get involved. We just need the right system to get them engaged, because there's an awareness of the potential of being involved in development in Africa already, I must say. Thanks.
Yes, young people are indeed becoming more aware. And of course, beyond awareness, youth are expected to be active citizens. I believe the engagement of young people is also on the rise. It was evident in the last 2023 Nigerian election, as we saw more young people come out to vote for the leaders that will lead Nigeria that they want. It was really interesting to see that more Nigerians and the youth specifically are now recognizing how relevant the office of the citizen is. But now, Daniel, beyond voting an election, what are the other things required of young people? Or what should they be doing practically to bring about the transformation we want to see in Nigeria and in Africa?
I would say, number one, take ownership of the challenges. We teach in self-confidence. And one of the best ways to improve your confidence is to accept where you are and who you are, self-acceptance. One of the most practical ways is young people need to accept that whatever environment or community or country define themselves, nothing's going to change about that. what will change is that they change their disposition to the challenges in the community and see themselves as, you know, active elements that will drive the change they want to see, right? So the first thing is to take ownership and accept. First of all, accept where you are. And number two, take ownership of the challenges that exist. Number three is get involved. And if I backtrack a little, when we say development, what does development mean? Some people listening to this podcast may be, oh, development is volunteering. You know, some people would say, oh, but development is working in an NGO, or development is going and having a panel discussion on the challenges in Africa. But development is beyond that. Development is a process that creates growth, that creates progress and positive change, or the addition of fiscal, economic, environmental, social, and demographic components that drives change in every and any environment. The purpose of development is a rise in the level and quality of life of the population. Now, whatever you do that influences the rise in the level and quality of life of the population and immediate environment is development. So if you have a 9-to-5 and you're doing your work with so much passion and skill and competence, and whatever work you're doing influences the life and quality of the population, you are engaged in development, all right? So I don't want to answer this question on the cliche, but I want to answer this question to say that young people, whatever you're doing, you are in development. If you're working a startup, you're creating a solution, all right? A tech solution that will better the life of people, that is development. So anything you do, right? How do you get engaged in development? Do something. And whatever you do, you're ensuring that it's making the world a better place and it's increasing the level and quality of the life of the people around you. And that is development, all right? If you go out on your street today and you clean your neighborhood, right? That is development, because you're bettering the life of people. Development is saying, I'm not going to complain, I'm going to do something about it. What is development? Development is getting your voter's card and voting in your next general election. Because development is not complaining, it is contributing, you see? So whatever you're doing, whatever you're contributing that influences the rise in the level of the quality of life of the population around you, you're doing development. So how can young people be engaged? Do something. Whatever your hands find to do, do it. Do it well. Do it so that the person who's going to benefit from that is going to be happy. So the person who's going to benefit from that is going to have joy, is going to have peace, is going to have food on his table. Be an entrepreneur, start businesses, all right? That is development, all right? Do not see development as just volunteering for a cause. It's beyond that. It's not attending a panel or talking about the challenges. It's doing something about the challenge. Is climate change an issue? What can you do? What is your contribution to better life for people around you in the area that you're passionate about? You have the SDGs there. There are a lot of goals under there. But we see a lot of times we have more conversations about those goals and do not do anything about those goals. Rather, we sit down and criticize the companies that are doing something about those goals. No, we should start businesses that help those goals. There's food hunger. Create a product, be innovative about the solution that can do that. Climate change is happening. What businesses, what innovation can you bring that will contribute to the solutions that we're talking about? That is how you can get involved and get engaged. All right. If you're working in a company, you're well paid, you have money, have a passion project, have something you can set aside to contribute. Do you want to do a food bank? Do you want to do a food drive? Do you want to give to the people around you? Do you want to set up call a community of friends together, find the problem you're passionate about and do something about it? That is development. It is doing something with what you have, where you are right now.
I like this. We don't need to overthink what we do. We just take ownership of certain responsibilities in our own sphere of influence, contributing to the solution to problems around us. That is, start something from where you are. It could be at your workplace, your family, or the community where you live. Now, Daniel, let's flip to the other side. Apart from the young people doing something for the transformation of Africa, what is the place of the government leveraging the potential of young people? To what extent does the government leverage this awesome potential of young people? And what do you think the government should be doing in this regard?
Thank you very much. I would say get the young people involved in whatever thing you're doing. We already said, why do we feel that young people are not involved in development? It's because sometimes they see development as something that is the responsibility of leaders and not them and not theirs, right? They see development as something that should be driven by political leaders and government and not them. And that's why I said the first thing is for people to be aware, take ownership of the challenge and do something about it. How can government leverage the potential of young people is get them involved in whatever thing you're doing. And don't just get them involved because you want to get them involved, because you see that today, oh, we have a young person on our panel, or somebody that, because you just want to do a political post and say, we have a young cabinet just for the sake of the statistics. No, get the right people involved, competent people. People who have the willingness, who have the drive, people who have the talent, people who have the courage, right, to drive Africa's development to where it wants to be, get them involved. Create policies and systems that encourage young people, all right? Encourage young people. In this part of the world, you see where leaders kind of frustrate young people. Young people are going into a particular industry, you put policies that frustrate them, all right? Young people are on the street protesting, you don't listen to them, rather you just take them away, all right? Or you kick them out of the streets. When you do that, young people lose their trust for the government. And development is built on trust. That I trust you to create something for me. I trust you to create a service, a product, or a system, or a policy that's going to make my life better. So young people want to see that level of trust between them and the government. And whatever the government is doing, if you want to engage young people, if there's any government official listening to us, you know, which would be quite interesting, is build systems and policies that increase the level of trust that young people have for you and get them involved in whatever project you're doing, because the future of Africa today is the young people.
Yes, the future of Africa today is the young people. And still talking about the young people, you mentioned some elements that make young people assets for development. How can young people convert this raw potential, or who they are? What is your recommendation for how young people can leverage their innate ability to transform themselves as assets for Africa's development?
Absolutely. You know, there's this definition of transformative leadership by, I think, the Massacre Foundation that says transformative leadership is the act of engaging others in an ethical manner to drive positive and lasting change. So the evidence of transformation is positive and lasting change, not just change, because some change cannot be lasting. You go back to status quo, is lasting change. The role of young people in birthing transformation is by getting involved, like I said earlier, and being together, working in teams, working in a group of like-minded people, right? Because there's an African proverb that says, if you want to go fast, it says go alone, but if you want to go far, go together. And that far is the lasting change we're talking about with the transformation. So there needs to be, we need to recognize the importance of working as a group of like-minded individuals, because change cannot happen with one person. Yes, it starts with one. It starts with a matchstick lighting a fire in the forest, but it takes other forests and to spark up the entire, you know, trees and leaves, you know, to cause that burn, to cause that fire, right? So it may start with one person, but we want to see more young people working together, not seeing your fellow young people as the enemy. Now, there are so many limitations, like you said, that will affect young person, right? Socioeconomic factors, lack of willingness from the government, youth mobility, money, so many things, vices can affect the young person. But we need to learn how to overcome those challenges. And one of the ways is by increasing your competence. I believe that the quality of your competence would quench whatever challenge or problem that may exist, all right? Every problem comes with an opportunity, and every opportunity has a potential for a solution. And only competent people can create innovative ideas that can solve whatever problems we have in Africa. So young people get competent, right? There are conversations about data science, conversations around technology, Bitcoin, blockchain, project management, data analysis, right? Climate change, cybersecurity. There's so many things that young people are learning. And if you look at the world today where you see a lot of development, it is driven by skill, right? It's driven by skill. It's driven by that level of awareness of the problem and finding the skill to create the solution to solve that problem. Look at the tech ecosystem in, for case in point, Africa today, or even Nigeria. It's driven by young people. But imagine if young people didn't have the tech skill to create those solutions. You see what I mean? So I would say young people don't get discouraged. To drive transformation, you need two things. You need the right skill and the right people. The right skill and the right people. When you have the right skills and you're in the midst of young, other like-minded people who share same values with you, who understand that they see themselves as contributing factors to the solutions of Africa, that is how transformation can begin. It is not a me versus you situation. It is, I'm working with you together to solve Africa's challenge. And when we do that, we will see change happen. If you look at the history of change in other parts of the world, change is driven by young people who have the skill, but not just the skill. They are the team of people who are the can-do spirit and the willingness to make change happen. And that is how we can drive Africa's transformation. The right skill and the right people.
I must say, it's been a good time with you, Daniel. Now, as we end this conversation, let's take a peep into the future. What does the future of Africa look like when the potential of young people is properly harnessed?
The future of Africa is a good one, right? It's a good one. It takes visionary leadership, to be honest, to really harness the potential of young people. It takes visionary leadership. I also think that, you know, so to digress here, I also think that the current baby boomer generation, which is the quote-unquote old people we have right now, need to understand that young people are not, they're not the enemy. You know, there's this delta, there's this gap between the young generation and the old generation. And if we don't bridge that gap, if we don't come together and see ourselves as the world is ours, right? The world is ours, is ours. We need to work together to make it happen. It's not going to make it happen. So young people don't need to see old people as, if you are too old, you're spoiling our world. Old people shouldn't see young people as, you're young, you don't know anything. It's like, what are the shared skills and values you can create and get, and how can we work together to make change happen? So having said that, in terms of how the old generation can see the young generation as not as me versus them, but as a united force to make the future of Africa better, the future of Africa is good. The future of Africa is great, but it's dependent on so many factors, unfortunately. It's dependent on young people getting themselves involved. You know, we see, for example, in Nigeria, young people are running away, quote unquote, are leaving the country to more developed countries. And the statistics to show that there's a high level of brain drain because of that. And that is because they don't see themselves as part of development of Africa. And that is why I started with this answer to say the old generation see as part of the solution. They can't do it alone. Right, the future of Africa is highly dependent on that youth gets involved, that youth take ownership of the challenges, that youth come up with innovative solutions to those challenges, and that you work together with the current generation and the old generation to make things happen. So the future of Africa is great if we have those things in place. The future of Africa is great if we have ethical leaders. You know, ethical leadership is one of the things that is lacking today, and there's a fear that if these current young people are learning on ethical principles and on ethical leadership from the current leadership that we have in Africa, then the future is not going to be bright, because you're going to have the same things replicated, and it's the ripple effect of bad leadership. You see illiteracy, you see poverty. So the future of Africa will be great if we get our leadership right, and that means young people need to vote in the right people and hold them accountable. So the future of Africa is great. We're already benefiting from that today. The today in Africa was way, way, way different from the yesterday in Africa. And that was because of a lot of changes, a lot of innovation that was being driven by the young people at the time and the young people today. The future of Africa is great but is dependent, highly dependent on various factors as a developing continent like Africa.
Thanks for helping us create a mental picture of the possibility of a future for Africa if we properly harness the awesomeness of young people on the continent. So, do you have anything extra to share in this conversation about the youth as an essential asset for Africa's transformation?
I would just end with saying, like I said earlier, there's a call for competence in Africa. The solutions to Africa's problem cannot be solved with yesterday's thinking and mindset, right? It is important for us to improve our mindset, improve our skill, and improve our competence. You know, you hear this a lot from young people saying, I'm passionate about development, I'm passionate about Africa, I'm passionate about changing Africa. But if you don't have the skill for what you're passionate about, you're not going to do anything tangible. You may just end up making noise and not doing anything about it. So I'll say young people, get skilled, get the competence. Be in the midst of the right people, all right? I have mentors, I have people who have gone ahead of us, who've seen and learned from them. Your generation is not the enemy, right? Your generation is not the enemy. There's a proverb that says, if we don't deal with the enemy within, we won't deal with the enemy outside. So we need to first deal internally. And that's what I mean by proving yourself as a young person, right? Improving yourself as a young person. Because if you want to get involved, then incompetent people are not going to be involved. It is competent people that are going to be involved. So get the right education you need. Don't believe this thing going around that school is a scam. No, get the education you need. Get information. Get knowledge. Get skill. Be competent. For competent people change the world.
I like the last statement. Competent people change the world. Thanks for this addition. Without a doubt, we are in a generation that requires skills. For young people to effectively contribute to the solutions to our pressing problems, they need to develop their competence by getting the necessary and relevant skills. Thank you so much, Daniel, for this insightful conversation.
This was good. Thank you very much for the opportunity. I appreciate it, Joshua.
Yeah, that was Daniel Emenao, Program Manager, British Council. Now, as we conclude this episode, I would like to remind you that young people are indeed Africa's greatest asset, and we all have a role to play in ensuring that youthful potential is fully harnessed for the development of the continent. It is important for young people to take charge of their future, become active agents of change in their communities, and to hold the government accountable for their actions. This begins with self-leadership and capacity building. We encourage you to continue to participate in nation building through community service, entrepreneurship, or any other means that align with your passion and purpose. Remember, the future of Africa is in our hands, and we must all work together to bring a better continent for generations to come. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast on various podcast platforms, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, and Spotify. And also on Leap Africa's website at www.leapafrica.org to stay updated on our upcoming episodes. We value your feedback, so please feel free to share your thoughts with us on our social media handles or email us at communications@leapafrica.org. Thank you once again for listening. And until next time, keep being youthful and useful.